今天我们在这里一同分享的主题就是这个，我们是神家的儿女。
And today the theme is that we are children of God's family.
这个非常有意思，因为我们是庆祝我们的堂庆，我们在家就是一家人。
And indeed, this is the occasion that we are celebrating the 54th anniversary of our church, so we are the family.
但是不是单单一个家人，我们是在神家里面的儿女。
And not only just a family, but we are the family of God.
不知道大家有没有听过一个寓言故事，我跟大家分享。
And that's a story I would like to share with you.
这个故事呢是讲到一个农夫啊。
And this is talking about a farmer.
他在有一天在田里面捡到一个鹰的蛋。
And in his field that he received this message.
鹰的蛋，麻鹰的蛋。
He received an egg of the eagle.
And then 他就不知道这是什么，以为是鸡蛋，那就带到他的后院这个鸡的巢里面放在那边。
Then he mistakenly he think that this is the egg of a chicken, so that he bring it to with the chickens where he gather all the chickens together.
那么结果呢？小鹰跟小鸡都一同的来破壳而出。
And then of course the later on the eagle egg hatch, and then the little eagle actually is among all the chickens.
那个小鹰跟小鸡都一起来长大了。
And then they grow together.
那个鹰呢，一直就在后院跟鸡一同生活。
And this little eagle actually grow up with all the little chicks.
他看见其他的鸡，他以为自己就是鸡了。
And he thought that he's among them, so he's like the chicks.
他就在跟其他鸡一样，在地上来挖，在地上来抓，希望找到虫子。
So he just behaved like the little chicks and just dig into the field and find the worms.
他也跟鸡一样的咕咕咕咕咕咕咕咕咕咕咕咕咕咕。
And he just sound like all these little chicks.
然后偶尔他就拍拍翅膀来飞一下，一点点又掉下来。
And then he flapped his wing a little bit and then he just behaved like the rest.
那么日子就这样过去了。
And then all the days were gone by.
那只鹰也长大就老了。
And then he grow older and older.
有一天，他抬头看见在天上面有一只大鸟在飞。
And then one day he observed that in the sky there's a big bird fly by.
高高在天上，哦，真是豪迈不凡的一只大鸟。
And then you see this big bird cruising along.
在空中翱翔的来飞翔万里。
And cruising so so nicely, majestically.
那么地上的老鹰就问那个鸡老公鸡公鸡那是什么东西来的
？And then this eagle on the ground say, "Hey, what's going on in the sky?"
那个公鸡就说，那个是麻鹰啊，它是万鸟之王，它是属天的。
And all the chicks tell him, "Oh, this is the eagle. It's the king of birds."
我们呢？我们是什么
？And what are we?
我们是鸡，我们是属地的。
And we are like chicks. We belong to this ground, to the earth.
那么这个老鹰就原来是这样，他们要继续来生活。
So this eagle just say, "Oh, okay. Since it's like that, I just cruise along and I just I stay on the ground."
所以他就继续跟那些鸡一同的在地上抓，在地上挖，一直挖，一直抓，一直到老。
So he keep on doing that, and digging into the ground, and so grow older and older.
直到有一天，他就死在那个鸡的后院里面了。
And then finally, he just died among all the other chicks.
弟兄姐妹，你知道我们是什么吗？
Brother and sister, do you know who we are?
原来圣经告诉我们，在以弗所书二章第十九节这样说。
And then in Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us this.
他说，这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是上帝家里的人了。 所以在这里我们看见原来我们的身份是什么呢？我们是上帝家里面的人啊。
So here do you see that our role is the member of God's household.
所以跟自己讲，我是神家的儿女。
So you tell everybody that we belong to the God's household.
我们是属天的。
We belong to the heaven.
我们不是属地的。
We are no longer belong to this world.
认识自己的身份非常的重要。
So it's very important to know your position.
因为会影响我们对我们自己的价值跟我们人生的方向。
And then that will affect in terms of your value system while you live on this earth.
我们最终人生目的是什么？
What's our ultimate goal in this life?
对于我们自己的身份的认定非常的重要。
So what role and in terms of what position you play is very, very important.
越能够认定我们是神的儿女。
So if you know that you are the children of God,
在这个世界动荡不安的时候，在灾祸，在政治的动荡，各方面的时候，我们就有一份的安全感。
So we will have security in spite of the, all the conflict, all the uncertainty and all the conflicts on the, in this world.
因为我们是属天的，我们是上帝家的儿女。
Because we belong to heaven, we are the member of God's household.
我们就能够在世上不杠不卑的来过我们的生活。
So when we live this on earth, you know, we will behave.Properly in a proper fashion.
我们不是在地上在拼命的抓拼命的挖，这样为着世上的东西来生活。
So we will not be grabbing onto whatever we find on this earth.
我们越知道自己的身份，我们就能够知道我们人生是为了讨天父的喜悦。
So if we know our role, then our goal is to please our heavenly Father.
我们的眼目就会看到永恒属天的未来。
And then our eyes will focus on the eternal things.
这就是我们拥有的盼望。
And this is our eternal hope.
如果没有了这个归属，
If we don't have that kind of belonging,
我们不知道自己是神儿女的身份。
If we do not know that our position is being the children of God's household,
那么我们人生就是营营役役的，只顾地上的事情，为地上的事而争斗，没有属天永恒的方向了。
So on this earth, we will spend a lot of time grabbing onto this, all the secular things, and then we will not be pleasing God.
这实在是太可悲了。
And then it's very pathetic.
那个鹰本来是有一个属天的那个飞上去的那个万鸟之王的身份。
When you think about it, this eagle is the king, is among the kings of birds, could be cruising in skies.
但他不知道自己的身份，所以就跟地上的鸡一样的生活，结果就在地上面就过去就死了。
But sadly, he did not realize his position, his role. So he walked through his life. He spent his life on this earth, and then finally just perish.
所以我们能够知道我们是神儿女的身份，非常的重要。
So it's very important to realize.Our role as being the children of God's household.
如果没有，人生真的好像是没有意义了。
If without that, our life on this earth is meaningless.
不知道大家有没有知道有一个运动哈，是叫做这个 I wish never been born， 就是大概在十几年前来产生出来的。
And I don't know whether this movement says I wish I would never be born.
这个大概2006年有一个南非的哲学家他的名字叫 David Benatar 他来发明出来的。
So it's in the 2006 and this philosopher Benatar he think about this.
他提倡什么呢？他提倡就是我希望我从未出生过。
And he think that he wished that I would never be born.
因为他说，既然我们生在这个世上面充满了。沮丧，充满了愁烦，充满了绝望，为什么要生我们出来呢？
And his philosophy is say that this life is full of despair and the disappointment. Why should we ever be born?
所以他觉得父母那生孩子其实是一个悲剧。
And then being born by the mother actually is a tragedy.
结果呢，在去年2020年年中的时候，有一个27岁的男人，是印度的人。
And then it's this 27-year-old Indian guy.
他就是受这个运动的影响。
And he was influenced by that kind of movement.
所以呢，他结果呢，就在去年的时候呢，告上法院。
And then actually he bring this to the court.
告谁呢？
Then he tried to sue somebody.
告他的父母。
And then actually he sued his parents.
啊，这个人叫 Raphael Samuel 哈，他告他的父母，为什么你要生我出来
？And Raphael Samuel say that sue his parents say why I was born on this earth.
既然这个是生命是我的主权，为什么你们还没有问过我就生我出来啊？这是 ridiculous.
So he think that the life the right ofAlive, being alive belongs to me. And how come that I was born by my come to this earth?
我既然在这个人生当中没有意义的，为什么你要生我出来
？So this life is totally meaningless. So why was I born?
当然，这个是非常的极端，而且是非常的消极可悲的事情。
And this is very pessimistic and very extreme and point of view.
但是呢，其实呢，也有一点道理，就是。如果我们人生带着我们的罪性来到这个世界，越多产生人类的问题，其实是不是好像有点就是不生存还好呢
？So, indeed, when you think about it, maybe there's a little bit some meaning into this. If this life is full of sin and also despair, and why should we be even be born?
真的，当我们看见这个世界今天所发生的事情，在过去的人类的历史看见的事情，我们就发觉很可悲的，罪带来很可悲的影响。
And indeed, throughout the history, we see sin bring a lot of the despair and the sad story into throughout history.
人的罪性带来这个世界各样的问题。
And because of the sinful nature of man, it brings out a lot of problems.
不单单今天我们看见在我们的美国，在欧洲，在其他很多的国家里面，我们看到人的罪性那种的可怕的影响。
So we see that here in America, also in Europe, in terms of what sinful natures bring about.
所以大卫说，在诗篇五十一篇第五节。
So David said this in Psalm 51.
他说我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。在这里我们看见是一个事实，我们一生下来在甚至在母的胎里面我们就有了罪。
So indeed, when we look at it, even when we were conceived in the womb of our mother, actually the sin already is there.
我们按我们的肉体生下来的，我们是属于亚当的后裔。
And in terms of flesh, we were descendants of Adam.
我们看见在创世纪里面，当人类犯罪的时候，我们看见那个族谱就是亚当的族谱，亚当的后裔，我们在里面就是罪带来的结果。
And indeed, that we look into Genesis, that when the sin was brought into this word through Adam.
但是感谢主，圣经解释给我们听，当我们打开新约圣经，耶稣来了。
But gladly when we turn into the New Testament and Jesus came.
然后一开始就是耶稣的家谱了。
And then in terms of the very start is the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经说他就带来真理和恩典给我们了。
And he bring truth and grace into the world.
就开始一个新的家了，新的族类了。
And then bring it in terms of it's a new tribe.
所以在整个新约的圣经里面，在这个在基督里面这个字，在这个形容。
So in the New Testament, we try to emphasize on the two words in Christ.
在这个就是在基督里或是在他里面，就是基督耶稣里面的总共出现160多次，在所有新约圣经里面。
And in the New Testament, the word in Christ appear 160 sometimes.
所以不一样的，过去我们是在亚当里面的。
And in the past, we were in Adam.
但是耶稣来了，我们靠着耶稣，我们可以在基督里面了。
And then.You know, when Jesus came, then we are in Jesus, in Christ.
我们有一个新的身份了。
And we have a new role.
在约翰一书第三章第一节这样讲。
And in 1 John, verse 3,
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为上帝的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。我们看见这里是神给我们一个很大的特权，很大的恩典，就是我们是上帝的儿女。
And indeed, here we see in this verse that we granted a special privilege, and also we are indeed the children of God.
我们跟世人不一样，世人不认识，但是我们知道我们有这个兔头的身份。
And the people in this world, they do not realize, but we have this special role that we play.
所以今天我跟大家来分享关乎这个我们是上帝家的儿女有三方面的意义。
So in terms of today, my message in terms of being the children of God's family, that there are three aspects I want to cover.
第一，我们看见我们的生于神的家，就是我们能够生在神的家里面。
And the first aspect I want to touch on is born in God's family.
在约翰福音第一章第十二节，这里讲，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄作上帝的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从上帝生的。所以我们在这里，我们看见，当我们生在一个家庭，好像我自己生在香港，我姓李，生在李家，是我妈妈生我出来了。
So just like me, you know, my last name is Lee, and my mother gave birth, and so I belong to that family.
同样的，今天神也生我们出来，是透过基督耶稣的救恩，让我们得到他的生命，生在上帝的家里面。
So through Jesus Christ, now we will be given birth that we belong to the God's family.
想想这个是何等奇妙的事情。
So this is a very wonderful thing.
在怎么发生呢？在彼得前书第一章这样讲。
And then in 1 Peter it says this.
第二十三节，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是藉着上帝活泼常存的道。在这里我们看见神透过他的道让我们重生了。
And then it's here in this verse we see that it's through the God's word that we are being reborn.
然后在这个约翰福音第三章耶稣讲第五节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。这里特别强调是水和圣灵。
And here in John chapter 3 it says that being born is through the water and the spirit.
水是常常有一个洁净的，就特别在旧约的用法和更新的意义。
And in terms of water is an agent of cleanness.
特别同圣灵一起来用的时候，特别讲到这个意思，就是圣灵来更新我们，来洁净我们。
And in terms of talking about together with the Holy Spirit is to not only to clean us and also to renew us.
所以圣灵借着神的话语让我们产生对耶稣的信心。
So our faith actually grows in Jesus Christ is through his word.
所以奇妙的事就发生了，当我们领受神的话，圣灵来更新我们，我们产生对耶稣的信心，耶稣成为我们的救主。
So Jesus becoming our savior is because that the Holy Spirit touched us so through his word that we understand.
然后耶稣就将他的新的生命来赐给我们。
And Jesus gave us a new life.
然后让我们重生，再生一次，进到神的家里面成为义人。
And indeed we give us a new birth. It's a birth so we're born into the family of God.
这个重生新的生命是一个神的恩典给我们。
And indeed, this new birth is a grace from God.
完全是他的工作，完全是免费的。我们没有一些可以参与，但是完全是神的工作。
And indeed, it's God's word entirely. It's free, and there's nothing that we can participate.
但是这个却是有一个很大的代价，耶稣所付上的。
However, there's a great price to be paid for this.
耶稣，神的儿子，他降临到地上，我们刚刚过去的圣诞节就是纪念这个事情。
And indeed, just the past Christmas that we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他为我们的罪死在十字架上。等一下，我们守圣餐就是表明这个事情。
So not only his birth, but also his death. And indeed, later on when we had the Holy Communion, we remember him.
然后就让新的生命，他复活的生命来赐给我们。
And indeed, he gave us a new life, a life of resurrection.
我们感谢赞美主，因为我们能够得到重生，是因为耶稣为我们付了极大的重价。
And indeed, we praise God that praise the Lord that we have this new life. It's because He paid a great price for us.
将白白的恩典来赐给我们这些因着圣灵感动和信靠他的人。
And through the prompting of the Holy Spirit, that those of us we put our trust in Him, we have regained this salvation.
因着这个新的生命，我们在人生就不一样了。我们过我们的生活就有不同的盼望和目标了。
And then with this new life, we have new hope, we have new goals.
我们不再是鸡了，我们是鹰了。
We are no longer chicks, we are eagles.
我们跟世人不一样的看法了，我们不一样的终局了，因为我们是属神，在神家里面的儿女了。
We are, our outlook, our ending is different because we belong to God's family.
我不知道在家里面收看的各位哈、其中有没有我们还没有信主的亲朋好友。
Among those who are watching now, I don't know whether you have friends or relatives that are not yet believers.
还没有信耶稣的我们的一些嘉宾或是来寻找我们教会的一些访客。
And whether your friends or the gospel seekers watching among you.
在今天我们教会庆祝周年的时候，我们希望你也能够成为我们家里面的一份子。
As we celebrate our anniversary, we would like to invite you to be our into this family as well.
但是不是一个人为的加入一个组织构。
It's not that we join another organization.
是透过我们认罪接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，他的爱他的新的生命就临到你。
It's through our repentance that because of his love then we will gain this new life.
我希望你也跟我们一起。
We would like to ask you to join us.
我们都是上帝家的儿女。
We are children of God.
这是何等大的特权。
It is such a privilege.
所以第二方面我们看见我们是上帝家的儿女是领受家里面的特权。
And indeed, we are given privilege in God's family.
在圣经约翰福音第十六节这样讲，他从丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，并且恩上加恩。所以我们在这里看见，圣经告诉我说，我们是领受了神家里面的特权。
And indeed, here it tells us this verse that we receive.Privilege.
本来我们第一次生的时候，我们是罪的奴仆。
And when we were first born, we are slave of sin.
但是当我们重生了，我们得到神的生命的时候，我们是神里面的儿女，是一个丰盛恩典的儿女。
And then we were reborn, and then we will receive this special privilege to be His children.
所以我们就有一个特权，我们是神的儿女，可以领受神的祝福和他各样给我们的恩典。
And indeed, this is a privilege to receive all His blessings and all His favor.
And grace.
And grace.
所以我们在这里，我们看见有什么我们的特权呢？第一，我们看见我们能够与天父来亲密。
And what kind of privilege do we have? The first one is the intimacy with our Father.
哦，这个是何等大的特权，因为我们能够跟这个伟大的神，就是我们的上帝，是我们的天父，有一个很亲密的关系。
And indeed, such a special privilege, we can be close and intimate to our Heavenly Father.
本来我们是罪人，他是圣洁至上的神。
And think about it, we are the sinners, but He is the Holy One, way above us.
我们可以现在靠着耶稣，就是因为我们的特权，可以跟他连接起来。
And through Christ, that we have this special privilege, we are joined to Him.
在希伯来书第十章这样讲，十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是藉着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路， 从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理上帝的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存信心和充足的信心，就当存诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。这里特别讲到我们可以 come close to God。
Here tells us, these verses reveal we can be close to God.
因为耶稣帮我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Because he opened up this way that we is available to us.
所以我们可以 draw near to God, 这是何等宝贵的恩典。
So we can be near to God, and it's so precious.
但在罗马书第八章第十四节，这是保罗所讲的话，他说，因为凡被上帝的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。哦，这个是何等亲切的关系，何等亲切的称呼，爸爸，我们的父神。
And indeed, this is a close relationship. We can call our Heavenly Father, Abba Father.
我们知道，当我们生下来的时候，我们是受到罪的重轭。
And when we were born, we are burdened with a sin.
我们受到罪性的捆绑。
And we were bound by sin.
我们发觉我们在这里看到的，就是我们得到重生的时候啊，我们就能够脱离这些重轭，我们再能够享受自由了。
So when we were reborn again, then we will be away. We will stay away from all the sins.
神给我们特权，他让我们能够与他相近。
He gave us a special privilege. We can be close to him.
在旧约的时候，其实已经有这个观念。
And then actually this kind of concept was also manifested in the Old Testament.
在生命记的时候，在摩西带领以色列人成为一个属神的家、属神的国的时候。
And in Deuteronomy, and when the God tried to establish that the Israelites, that they belong to God.
他说，哪一个大国的人有神与他们相近，像耶和华我们的神在我们求告的时候与我们相近呢？
And how can we be close to him that we will be drawn to him?
所以在这里我们看见，今天我们有个特权，就是神拣选的儿女们成为他属他的儿女，有一个特权，就是与他相近。
And then as God's children that we will be drawn close to him.This is a special, special privilege.
我们有没有珍惜？我们有没有认知这个非常宝贵的神给我们特权
？Do we recognize and also treasure this kind of privilege?
所以今天虽然在疫情当中，我们继续敬拜神。
So during this COVID-19 crisis, we still continue to worship God.
无论人外面的情况怎么样，我们继续来祷告神。
No matter what are the adverse circumstances outside, we can still pray to him.
我们可以很自由啊，在他的恩典和爱当中，我们与他同行。
We can freely walk with him, and because we are in his love.
我们在他的恩典和爱里面，我们可以跟他来倾心吐意。
And then we can completely open ourselves to him because of his grace.
虽然我们一直需要成长，我们还没有完全。
And we are not perfect yet. We are still growing.
可能有一些是baby， 有些大一点点，有些比较大的，在神的家里面，我们都有这种情况。
So some of us we are baby, and some grow up a little bit adolescent, and some even grow older in God's family.
但是我们在这个家里面追求长进、长大的时候，不是在这个罪的重轭，不是在这个律法的当中来长大。
So we are not growing in the law or the burden of the sin, but we grow up in God.
我们不是在律法的捆绑当中来追求。
So it's not bounded by the law that we try to move forward.
我们乃是在跟上帝，是我们的阿爸父的亲近和爱里面来成长，何等的自由，何等的蒙爱。
So we are so beloved by him, and indeed such a privilege that we grow freely in his love.
所以我们是在恩典当中来追求，不是在律法当中来成长。
So when we grow up, it's grow up in grace, not in the law.
哦，这个是非常宝贵，应当好好珍惜的，神给我们身份和特。
So indeed, we need to treasure this privilege that God has given us.
你跟上帝的关系怎么样啊？
What's your relationship with God?
你跟我们的阿爸父的关系怎么样啊？
What's your relationship with our Abba Father?
是疏疏离离的吗？
It's just kind of far away.
还是亲亲密密的呢？
And it's all very close, intimate.
你知道你的身份吗？
Do you know your role?
你知道你的 identity 吗？
Do you know your identity?
我们是上帝的儿女，我们要珍惜与神建立一个亲密的关系。
So as children of God, we have to treasure our position.
有什么特权呢？第二个，我们看见原来他给我们享受他家里面的灵粮啊，他就给我们有这些宝贵的特权。
And another privilege is he supplied us with spiritual food.
所以我们看见。原来作为神的儿女，神也是来喂养我们。
And indeed, after we become children of God, and He nourishes us.
在耶利米书第十五章十六节这样讲：耶和华万军之上帝啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语使我心中欢喜快乐，因为我是称为你名下的人。这里我们看见。我们的上帝天父将这个他的话当着食物给我们吃，我们心里面就欢喜快乐。
And here in this verse we see that God gave us us food, that is His word. Once we taste His food, then we will be glad.
这是一个特权，因为我们是称为他名下的人。
Because we are under His name, this is a special privilege as well.
在耶稣也这样来提醒我们，在马太福音这里，耶稣讲的话，耶稣却回答说：经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里所出的一切话。这里耶稣强调，我们需要上帝的话来喂养我们。
And here Jesus emphasized that we need God's word to be nourished.
刚才我们读了《生命记》第四章第七节。
And we just read Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7.
现在我们来看第八节。
And then let's read verse 8.
他说那有一个大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？原来神来拣选了以色列民作为他的儿女。有一个特权，就是什么呢？就是不单单与他相近，也是将他的律法、他的律例来告诉他们。
And then not only that we receive this privilege that we need to tell others in terms of his laws and decree.
就是我们不单单与神亲近，他也是
not only that we are close to God,
他也是赐下他的言语给我们。
And then he gave us the word.
让我们来遵行的时候，我们人生就能够蒙福了。
So if we follow His word, then we will live a blessed life.
他用他的话语来引导我们，来鼓励我们。
He uses His word to guide us and to encourage us.
来喂养我们，好让我们的灵命能够结壮。
And to nourish us so that we will grow stronger spiritually.
在这个时候，我们特别需要神的话的安慰。
So in time like this, we need comfort from God through His word.
我们需要上帝的话来鼓励。
And then we His word to encourage us.
也需要神的话来带领我们。
And also need His word to guide us.
好，让我们继续来遵行他的话，不偏离左右，来得到他的祝福。
So we will walk in His way so that we will receive His blessing.
我们每天我们在圣经的话里面来领受，来与神亲近，来得到他的喂养。
So every day that we receive His word and to be nourished with Him, and to be fed by Him.
我们就要听神的吩咐，我们就 去遵行他的话语。
And we listen to his commandments and then do accordingly.
我们在这个疫情当中有没有继续的每一天来领受神的话？
And during this kind of COVID-19, do we actually still receive his word daily?
不单是领受，我们要要决心来遵行他的话语。
Not only receive his word, but also set our mind to follow his word.
我们在说这个不是一个责任，不是一个重担。
And I just want to emphasize, this is not a burden to you.
乃是一个享受，一个神给我们的特权的恩典。
And actually, it's an enjoyment, it's a privilege.
我们的教会叫灵粮堂今天我们是堂庆，特别我们要知道。神是我们的灵粮。
And indeed, our church is called the bread of life. We have to realize that God is indeed the bread of life.
他也赐下他的话来喂养我们。
And he gave us his word to nourish us.
诗人非常的享受和珍贵神的话语。他说在诗篇十九篇，我们很熟悉的，他会说：都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的精金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜。且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。在这里我们看见诗人渴慕上帝的话，因为他要竭力的来遵行，以至于蒙福。
The psalmist really longing for the word of God, that this way he see God's blessing.
他享受。
And he enjoyed it.
因为这个是神给我们的特权。
And this, because this is a special privilege from God.
有什么特权呢？最后一个我们看见神也让我们享受这个与家里面人来联合的特权。
And then another privilege is to unite with the family members of God.
现在我们可能不能够手牵着手。
Now we cannot go shoulder to shoulder link up together.
但是我们还是可以心连着心。
But our hearts are united together.
为什么呢？因为我们是同是神家里面的儿女。
Because we have all belong to God's family.
在以弗所书第二章十九节这样讲他说：这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是上帝家里的人了。我们是 fellow citizen 啊，圣徒同国。
You know, indeed, here it tells us this verse: we are the citizen, so we are all together.
With God's people, 跟上帝的儿女们一起。
And together with God's family members.
我们都是在这个家里面的我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we are brothers and sisters in this family.
我们需要珍惜我们珍惜我们的弟兄姐妹的关系。
So we need to treasure the relationship between our brothers and sisters.
在这个时候很多都是来居家隔离我们是好像是被隔离出来了。
And during this time of COVID-19, we are being sheltered so that we are separated from each other.
但是我们感谢主，透过我们的教会的事工，透过这个科技的联络，我们还是很多时候我们可以彼此联络。
But through this high technology and also dedication of the brothers and sisters, so that we can still link together somehow.
其实呢，我们回顾过去这是差不多一年过去的时候。发觉了我们弟兄姐妹的心更加连结。
And actually, when we look back for the past year, and because of this crisis, actually many of the brothers and sisters they are united even closer together.
我们更加珍惜我们能够在一起的时候，我们更加珍惜有一天我们可以回来到神的家里面可以见面的时候。
And we treasure and also look forward that we can be back together in the house of God.
上帝让我们有教会。
And God actually gave us the church.
是一个是个有生命的教会。
And the church is a living church.
因为我们一同来经历到神的恩典。
Because we can experience God's grace.
我们一同来领受他的祝福。
And then we receive his blessings.
我们一同的能够有一个永恒属天的盼望。
And then we have eternal hope.
我们在这个人生的当中，我们有伴侣。
And then we also in this when we walk through this life, we have partners.
我们有一同神的话来指引我们。
And that we have God's words to guide us.
我们有基督的爱来联系我们。
And we have Christ's love to join us together.
我们同样的为这个世界，我们来守望。
And then we also watch over this word for.
我们关心到这个世界里面的灾害，我们关心到人的灵魂的事上。
And we care for this word, especially for all the lost souls.
我们所有的愿望就是为着我们要荣耀我们天上的父神。
Because our objective is to glorify our God in heaven.
所以我们都有一个很多的一同的人生的目标。
So we have a lot of goals that we have the same goal together.
在圣经里面其实讲到团契，就是弟兄姐妹之间的关系，这个原文koinonia有我们就英文堂的团契有这个名。
And the word that actually is fellowship, koinonia, actually this is, we have a koinonia, the fellowship in the English congregation.
这个字的意思其实就是我们有共同的 ,to have a common.
So we, the word's meaning is that we have something in common.
这个就是我们在基督里面有一同的份。
So that we are participate together in Christ.
我们看见如果我们失去了这个神给我们特权，其实我们就不明白天父的心。
If we do not grab hold onto this special privilege, we lost sight of the God's purpose.
天父如果看见我们都是彼此相争的，他的心就会很伤心。
And God's heart will be saddened if we see that we have a lot of conflict in the church.
所以在我们看见在使徒行传一开始新的教会成立的时候，他们是怎么样的呢？
So when we look back in terms of the church when it was first established, what was it like?
他说都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼祈祷，他们天天同心合意行切在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。我们看见他们就是这样的同心合意的来遵行使徒的教训，而且来擘饼祷告敬拜上帝。
And they were united together that they were in terms of worship and also breaking of the bread.
在家中擘饼。
And breaking of bread at home.
今天我们就是这样啦。你在家里，我在家里，不同的家，我们在家里面一同擘饼。
Just like today, that you will be later on will be breaking the bread at home for you.
所以这里讲到这种共同的生活，同心合意的生活。
And then this kind of life together, united with a purpose.
什么是团契呢？就是基督里面的交通呢。
And what is fellowship? Is actually is communication in Christ.
就是大家彼此来。相顾啊。
And then in terms of caring and for each other.
所以在圣经里面其实讲到有差不多超过50次讲到我们基督徒应该怎么样彼此来生活。
And then in the New Testament, it's over 50 times talk about how can we do, as Christians, do things together.
怎么样来跟 each other 来相处啊。
And then dealing with each other in Christ.
我们来抽几方面来看看好不好。
And maybe let's look at a few of them.
我们圣经里面提到彼此同心啊，这个是罗马书十二章。
And in the Romans is united in one heart.
Live in harmony with
one. Live in harmony.
然后呢，彼此来联络就是 bond with each other.
But here is talk about bond with each other.
然后彼此来服侍。
And then serve each other.
这是加拉太书五章。
And the Galatians.
彼此同心，彼此联络，彼此服侍。
And united with one heart and bond with each other and serve each other.
然后彼此顺服，这个是以弗所书第五章。
And submit to each other.
然后彼此劝慰，是帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
And encourage each other.
然后彼此认罪，这个是雅各书第五章。
And confess to each other.
所以彼此顺服，彼此劝慰，彼此认罪。
And submit to each other and encourage each other and confess to each other.
我不知道有没有最近得罪了别人。
And did you wrong to anybody recently?
诚心的跟他讲对不起，好吗
？And sincerely say sorry to that person.
彼此认罪就解决我们之间的问题了。
And confess with each other, then we will deal with that problem.
然后彼此代求 ，pray for each other. 雅各书。
And pray or intercede for each other.
然后彼此相顾是 哥林多前书第十二章。
And concern for each other.
然后彼此饶恕，这是以弗所书第四章。
And also forgive each other.
彼此代求，彼此相顾，彼此饶恕。
And pray for each other, and concern for each other, and forgive each other.
彼此体恤啊，这是彼得前书第三章。
And sympathize with each other.
然后彼此建立，这是罗马书十四章十五章。
And edify each other.
然后彼此来尊重，这个是罗马书十二章。
And honor each other.
啊，所以我们看见彼此体恤，彼此建立，彼此尊重。
And indeed, here we see sympathize each other.
Edify one another.
Edify one another, and also honor each other.
啊，我不知道上面这十二个彼此啊，我们做了多少。
And also in terms of these 12, each other, how many of us actually we already put into practice?
哪一个是我们新的一年啊？我们来继续来追求。
And this is the beginning of a new year, and which one that you need to put some effort into it?
这就是神的话指引我们了。
And this is the God's word actually guiding us.
还有几个彼此，这个是反面的，这里说不要，不要，不可彼此批评，这个是雅各书第四章。
And there are something that we should not do, as say do not slander.
然后不此不要彼此不可彼此来论断。
And do not criticize or pass judgment on each other.
这是罗马书十四章。我们再来看，就是不要彼此惹气，这是加拉太书第五章。
And not to stop provoking each other.
所以有些是彼此不要做的。
And there are something that we should not do.
不要彼此批评啊。
And do not criticize each other.
不要彼此论断啊。
And so do not judge each other.
不要彼此来惹气啊。
And do not provoke each other.
然后呢，不要彼此嫉妒啊。
And do not envy each other.
这是加拉太书五章。然后彼此不要彼此说谎啊，这个是哥罗西书第三章。
And also do not lie to each other.
然后不要彼此来埋怨啊。
And do not grumble to each other.
这个是雅各书第五章。
Then,
我们这里有什么地方我们需要避免的呢？
And are there areas that we need to put a stop to it?
我们在过肢体的生活，都是神家里面的人，我们要拒绝和学习这个，不要犯这个毛病。
And indeed, that we are members of God's family, that we need to avoid these.
在新的一年当中，我不知道大家有没有这个需要，有哪一方面我们去改进。
And indeed, this is a new year. Reflect upon yourself to see which area you need to improve.
我们都是属于天父的儿女。
Because we are all members of God's household.
是神家里面的人。
And indeed, we belong to this family.
我们是属天的。
We belong to the heaven.
不要为着地上面很多的事情彼此来争执。
And then in terms of not to fight with each other in terms of the secular things.
我们可能有不同的喜好。
And because we have likes and dislikes.
我们有不同的意见。
And then we have different opinion.
我们对事情的看法可能有不同的看法。
And then we look at things differently.
但是这个不要紧。
And that's okay.
我们可以彼此尊重。
And we can respect each other.
但是不要彼此批评。
And then in terms not to judge each other.
因为我们是属天的，我们都是属神的儿女。
And then because we belong to this heaven, that we are God's children.
很多事情都没有绝对对和错。
And many things there are not absolute right or wrong.
除了圣经所指出绝对的真理。
Except for what is written in the Bible in terms of the biblical truth.
其他的我们都可以去学习，这个神给我们特选，因为我们与弟兄姐妹是一个家人。
And otherwise, we take advantage of this privilege to be with in terms of dealing with our brothers and sisters.
所以最重要的这个彼此是什么呢？这个就是约翰福音十三章，我们来看，耶稣对我们说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”所以在这里，我们看见神给我们的命令就是我们彼此相爱。
Indeed, in this verse, it tells us to love one another. This is the most important.
因为神的家是一个爱的群体。
Because this God's family is a family with love.
我们跟世人不一样的地方就在这里。
What sets apart from the secular world is this.
因为我们需要透过彼此相爱来见证我们的救主。
In terms of our love for each other, that we witness our Lord.
巴不得我们都珍惜这些特权。
So let's treasure all these privileges.
当我们想到我们是上帝家里面的儿女的时候
，When we think about that we are members of God's family.
最后一方面，作为接触的，我们看见原来神的心是什么呢？我们是什么呢？我们是一个成为拥有而且分享盼望的一个家。
And indeed, we will share our hopes with others.
我们拥有这个盼望。
We already have this hope.
我们要分享这个盼望。
Since we already have this hope, we want to share the hope to others.
哥罗西书第一章第四节到第六节，圣经咁讲，佢话因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们在存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道上帝恩惠的日子一样。原来我们看见神的家里面是充满了这种的盼望。
So in God's family, we see that we are filled with hope, this kind of hope.
我们有一个永恒的盼望。
Because we have this eternal hope.
我们有一个活泼的盼望。
And we have a lively hope.
为什么？因为我们有一位活的主，复活的主。
Why do we have a lively hope? It's because we have a living Christ.
他胜过死亡，将永恒永生赐给我们了。
Because he overcome death, so he gave us the eternal hope.
我们就是在这个人生当中要学校更加来像耶稣。
So what do we need to learn is to be more Christ-like.
然后有一天我们要与他一样在天上面跟他一起。
So one day we will be like him, we will be together with him in heaven.
今天我们看见这个世界知道主耶稣再来的日子越来越近了。
And look at this world, we know that his second coming is near.
但是我们跟世人不一样，是因为当耶稣来的时候，这就是我们的盼望了。
And then what's different from this secular world is we have this kind of hope, we know that he's coming.
所以沃伦斯牧师Warren Wiersbe 他就是提醒我们，作为神的儿女，我们应该常常记得我们这个特权，然后我们散播这种的希望。
So Pastor Warren tells us that when we have this kind of privilege, that we need to spread this kind of news to this world.
让其他这个世界的人看见我们是有盼望的人，所以他也要得到这种永恒的盼望。
So let this world see that we have this kind of eternal hope. They would like to have that kind of eternal hope as well.
我们教会已经有五十四年了。
And we already passed our church history.
过去这五十四年当中，我们一代一代一代的，一个带领一个的，我们有很多的人就认识了耶稣了。
And throughout our church history, that we have people bring other people to Christ.
这五十四年当中，我们看见我们教会成长了。
And we see the growth of this church.
但是我们不停在这里，因为我们知道我们的使命就要继续了，将这个盼望来分享出去。
But we don't stop here. We need to spread this hope to others.
哈佛医学院的一个教授Dr. Jerome Groopman
Dr. Jerome Groopman from Harvard said this.
他医了很多的人，帮助了很多的病人。
He actually helped many patients and healed many.
他有一个结论。
And he draw this conclusion.
他说，其实这个今天所有的医学的那个科技啊。
And he said that in terms of the high tech and also all the medical advances.
是很先进啊。
Indeed, it's very advanced.
但是他发觉，无论在过去、现在和未来。
But.He observed this. He said, whether it's from the past, now, or in the future.
那个病人的核心最需要是什么呢？
What the patients really need the most is this.
就是希望。
And what they need the most is hope.
他希望能够日后更加好。
The patients would like to be better. the having that kind of hope.
将来比现在更好。
And the future is better than today.
这就是世人所需要的。
That's what the people in this world need.
但是他们更需要是什么呢？
But what they need even more.
就是他们需要永恒的盼望。
What they need is actually is the eternal hope.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们要认识我们的身份。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to know our roles that we play.
我们在地上里面不是只是奄奄一息的过了我们的人生。
It's not just we just sleepwalk through this life.
我们是上帝的儿女们。
And we, because we are children of God's family.
上帝给了我们很多的特权。
He gave us many privileges.
给我们各样的恩赐。
And gave us many talents.
给我们各样的经验。
And gave us many experiences.
因为我们是要带给世人他的福音。
And so that we can reach out to the people in this world in terms of his gospel.
认识我们是鹰。
And knowing that we are eagles.
我们是属天的。
We belong to heaven.
我们要靠着基督活出属天属神的生命。
So through Christ that we will live a life which is belong to heaven and to our heavenly Father.
我们珍惜与天父的亲密的关系。
And also we treasure our relationship with our heavenly Father.
爱慕和遵行他的灵粮得到力量。
And also longing for his bread of life to us.
我们彼此的切实的相爱。
And also we learn to love each other.
成为有力的见证神的群体。
So we become strong witnesses as a community.
将这个世界现在极大的需要盼望的时候，我们来分享出去。
And then this world needs the most is a hope that we can provide.
作为神真正的神家里面的儿女们。
So indeed we become true members of God's family.
让我们为主而活。
So we live for the Lord.
等候主的再来。
And hope for his second coming.
充满了盼望。
And full of hope.
然后分享这个盼望。
And also spread this hope to others.
让神的名得到荣耀。
So God's name will be glorified.
让更多的人能够了解他的爱。
So more people will know God's love.
我们就延续我们教会的使命和见证。
And then we will fulfill this church's mission.
等到主的来的时候，得到他的赞赏。
And until we wait for his coming, so we will be rewarded by him.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们何等的蒙爱。
And dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you that because we are so blessed.
我们能够成为神家里面的儿女。
And that because we are part of God's family.
完全是因为在基督里面我们所领受的恩典。
It's because the grace that we receive through Christ.
今天我们拥有这些何等宝贵的特权。
And then we have all these special privileges.
我们要非常的珍惜、保持、保重。
And that we need to treasure and nourish.
带着你的使命。
And then carry on the commission.
带着这个美好的家里面的见证。
And then they have a good testimonies.
然后将神你的爱和盼望带给世人。
And bring this hope and to this world.
求你帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹们。
And ask you to help the brothers and sisters here.
让我们都成为真正神家里面的儿女。
And indeed we become true members of God's family.
荣耀归于你的名。
And we give all the glory to you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
And I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.